Malachi chapter 4, and we're going to read just one verse and proceed from there. It's Malachi 4 and verse 2. It says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for your word. We just thank you for being who you are. Thank you that we can put our faith and trust in you and we'll never be ashamed. And we just pray you'd help us today to understand truths we need to function well and to thrive in this time in which we're living. And just help us, Lord, to see you through the eyes of faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we've been continuing to look through this year on the idea of us having 2020 spiritual vision. The idea is that we don't just see the world just in terms of what is under the sun and everything that's going on, that we make God and spiritual things as much a part of the equation as the physical, and actually in any ways much more of an important part of the equation in how we make our decisions, how we govern our lives. And so, of course, we realize is that we can't see the spiritual with our physical eyes. We have to see it with the eyes of faith. And we really recognize in this, and in, especially in the time we're living right now, that there is a great need for faith. That this isn't just some kind of pointless mental exercise that we go through to just try to boost our spirits. This is not just some kind of theological concept that we can just kind of ponder over outside of any context of what's going on in this world. That we realize that faith is critical to our spiritual health, to our mental and emotional health, even our physical health. And we see that with what's going on in these last few days. We see of how there's different dangers of this COVID-19 virus. And we're entering into some kind of stormy times, some even dark days as a society, that everybody's afraid, people are panicking, they're panic buying. Some things you try to get at the store, you can't get them. People are worried that the virus is already upon us. There's fears, of course, of overwhelming the healthcare system. And through history, we've always seen that whenever there's any kind of pandemic, people panicking doesn't make it better, it always makes it worse. That a lot of times people are running away and they're actually carriers and they end up spreading it further and faster than if they just spent time getting over it. And so who knows what's going to happen? I know a lot of things have been canceled. There's a lot of talk of, it's almost like the whole country wants to shut down for like a month and then kind of see what happens after that. And if that's even possible. But we realize that there is a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of people are very concerned. And it's the thing is that we don't want to be, have this false sense of security, keep our head in the sand and pretend nothing's going on. But as well, we realize is that as Christians especially, that we should not be governed by fear. That it talks about that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We want our decisions to be guided not by fear, but by faith, where we can have a calmness, we can have a peace, but it's the thing is that when we're in this world, when we see all this that's going on around us, it's easy for us to be conformed to this world's thinking, to respond in the same way. And sometimes, as believers, we can even get ourselves to a point where we're asking ourselves, God, where are you? What are you doing in this? What, have you forgotten us? Have you forsaken us? Have you abandoned us? That we see that in the scriptures at different times, God's people said that. We think of someone like David, who went through, he had a deep relationship with God, but there's times even with him where he thought, okay, God, where are you and what's going on? Psalm 10 and verse 1. The question is asked, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? We see in Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2, David says, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever how long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel, my soul having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? That is in a place of seemingly despair. We see in Psalm 77, verses 7 to 9, it says, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And so these are questions that we as God's people sometimes have. And we see even with Job that we think of what he was going through. He was a man of great faith. He feared God. He hated evil. He was perfect in all his ways. But in the midst of his trouble, where he lost everything, lost his family, lost his health, he makes this statement. This is in Job chapter 23, verses 8 and 9. He says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. And so we see that we see, and it's natural, it's understandable that we can get to a point where we see our circumstances around us, and it seems just that God isn't there. We're in the midst of these great storms. Things are dark. Things are kind of scary. And we're wondering, why are we in this? What's going on? We know that God could have delivered us from these things. He could have prevented some of these calamities from coming into our lives, into our area. And when that doesn't happen, we're afraid. And so we're wondering what God is doing. But we see in the Bible that God, again and again, he says to us as his people, he says, fear not. We see that dozens and dozens of times in the scriptures that he says that in different situations we're in, not to be afraid. We see here in Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now we see that he, verse 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. That it's kind of the thing, it's almost where we're in a situation where there's almost like this little child again that's just scared and timid, and God just, he says this, he's like going to hold our hand, he's going to reach down and says, it's going to be okay, you're safe, I'm with you, you don't have to be afraid. And we see as well, Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And so, he says to this, he's telling us, don't be afraid, I am with you. We think Jesus himself, that as you study through the gospel, seven different times, Jesus says, be not afraid to different people. And we see in John chapter 14, verse 27. And this was, of course, just before he was going to go up to be crucified and to suffer and die for us and all that was going to happen with that. But he says in verse 27 of John 14, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." That is kind of this sense that our heart is going to have a tendency to react to what's going on around us. It's going to tend to gravitate towards fear and being troubled, being anxious. And he's saying, don't let that happen. Don't let your heart be made afraid by what is going on. And so we want to understand that we don't have to be afraid. And we can see the testimony of God's people, that where they come to that conclusion, that God is with them. That we think of what David said in Psalm 23 and verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." We see in Psalm 56 in verse 3, where it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And so where we turn that we go from fear to faith, that we put our trust in the Lord. We think what it says in Psalm 46 verses 1 and 2, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, therefore we will not fear. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah." That he's talking about, that just even if the whole world was to tip upside down, and through some of what's going on lately, it almost seems that's what's happening. But we realize he's here, he's present, he's there to help us, and we don't have to be afraid. We looked at it last week when we were studying through Psalm 91, but I want to repeat it again. It says, verse 4, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings thou shalt trust, if truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." And so we see this. We see God's promise. We see that we can have faith in him. Isaiah chapter 12 speaks of this as well. And it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." And so we see what the scriptures say. We see God's telling us you don't need to be afraid. We see the testimony of God's people that they said, "I don't have to be afraid. I'm going to trust the Lord." But with us, we look at what's going on, and we're having that fight that we're trying to follow what Jesus says, don't let our hearts be afraid, but our heart has got a mind of its own many times, and it is pulling us that way. And so how do we have this sense of peace, of comfort, of faith, that's not just something where we're just trying to direct our thoughts that way, but instead where we have real, genuine peace, that we're not, that Christ is our anchor, as we sung about this morning, that these storms come into our life and it doesn't affect us. That how can we make that happen? And so, to help you with that, I just want to give you just kind of a thought, and it comes from this passage in Malachi, and it says there in verse 2, "You that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." And this is the only time we see this expression. And in some ways, we'd almost think they spelled it wrong. It should be the S-O-N of righteousness. And certainly, we know this is speaking of the Lord Jesus. And we see this phrase of him described as the Son of Righteousness, that he would arise with healing in his wings. That we don't worship the Son in any way like that. That would be worshiping the created rather than the Creator. But there's that comparison that God is giving. And he's referring to his son as the son. And so we want to think about that, and I hope that this can help you in this. Because we could ask a question. We look out today, and we would ask the question, is the sun shining?
Yes.
And we would say, well, no, it's overcast. There's some snow. But are we? What do we know in terms of astronomy? Is because it's cloudy, because things are, we don't see the sun, does that mean the sun has stopped shining?
Yes.
And we know, no, it hasn't. That we could have a terrible day where we have, say, if later in the year that we get some terrible storm where the skies are just black with cloud, that we have a storm that's with the wind and the rain, it's hard to even see out of the windows of our homes. If we're driving, it's hard to even have the wipers go fast enough. And we can be kind of worried in those situations, but we ask the question, has the sun stopped shining? And we say, no, it's still shining. That even when it's, I remember when I, first time that I flew on a plane, I think all of you have maybe had a similar experience, that we left from, it was a flight from from Calgary to Vancouver. And when we left, there it was cloudy and everything. But as you're ascending, you kind of get into the clouds, and it's just thick, and you just see the clouds all around you. But at a certain point, you burst out of the clouds, and you're above the clouds, and you see that it's just sunny. The sun's shining as beautifully as ever, and it's just that perspective that you see that. Down where we are, that's sometimes all the perspective we have, that we just see the clouds and it affects our mood sometimes, and we understand physiologically vitamin D and all that in terms of our mood. But it's that sense that we sometimes just almost tend to get depressed because we don't see the sun. But it's something that we understand, that it's always behind the clouds, and the sun's always going to come out of the clouds one day. And we think about that even at nighttime, that it is dark out there, and there's no light that we can see on some nights, but we know the sun hasn't stopped shining. That if the sun did stop shining, we would know right away, right? That suddenly this whole earth would turn into one big giant ice cube, and we'd all be dead. And it's not what's happened. The sun continues to shine. And so that's the thing, is that when we see what goes on in this world, and there's been a lot of stuff lately that we can really look at that seems like it's cloudy days, dark days that are coming. We think in terms of our economy, different things that are happening to cause commodity prices to slump. We're seeing how people are struggling to make ends meet. And then with all of that, we have now this threat of this COVID-19 virus where everyone's afraid, everyone's thinking what's going to happen. But it's something that we look at. Is the Sun of Righteousness still shining? Is God still on the throne? Is he left the building? Is he dead? Is he forgotten us? No, he's still in the same place he's always been. He still knows what he's doing. He's still there to be our helper, to be a strength to us, to be a refuge, to be a shield, that we can trust in him. That the things that happen, it seems like they're these big, dark, black clouds that are just going to block God out of our lives, and that we're left all alone. But we really want to understand who our God is and how big our God is. It speaks about of God in this is book of the prophet Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 3. It says that the Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. And that's the thing with all these big problems that this world is dealing with right now, that from our perspective seem to be such these big dark clouds that so frighten us in so many ways, that we look at them and to the Son of Righteousness, these clouds are dust, the dust of his feet. And you can consider that when you think of our, and so much of it is our perspective, right? That when we see things just with our physical eyes, that we have a different perspective than when we see things as we know that they are. Because for us, the sun seems just as this ball in the sky, much smaller than in reality what it is if we see ourselves in comparison. And whatever cloud and whatever storm we have when compared to the size of the sun in the cosmos is so insignificant. And really we want to think of that in terms of a perspective of how big God is and how great his power is and the situations we're in, that it doesn't frighten him. It doesn't cause him to think of like, boy, how am I going to deal with this? It's like he knows what's going on and he can see us through all of that. And so as we realize that, as we come to understand just how faithful he is, and that it's the thing is that we don't need to be afraid. And in this time, it's really a testimony that God wants to give, that when the world is in darkness, the world is in fear, that God and Jesus specifically is the light of this world. And the sun is going to shine again, that we don't see it right now, but he can come through. And in these dark moments, it is often when he wants to shine the brightest. And so as we realize this for ourselves personally, that we need to have that perspective. That yes, a lot of what's going on is going to be concerning, but we don't have to be afraid, we don't have to panic, we don't have to be conformed to this world's thinking, that we can have peace, we can have comfort, we can know God is going to be with me. And it's really when you take stock of it, that when you really examine it, that looking at, okay, possibility of actually contracting this virus, if we take certain precautions, is probably going to be limited. But as believers, if we do catch it, we also know, okay, the possibility of death is fairly limited as well. But then even if we were to die, if we as Christians, we know that we've trusted Christ as Savior, that he's preparing a place for us in heaven. If we pass from this life, we will be absent from the body, present from the Lord. And so what really, we don't have to fear death, and that's the worst that this can do for us. And so we don't have to be afraid. And so we can live, even though it might seem that everyone around us is losing their heads, we can be really an island of calm in a sea of chaos. And really, we think of it this way, that God is the Son of Righteousness, that people can't see him shining, but we need to, as believers, be able to share with them that God is still on the throne, the sun is still shining, it's going to be okay, God's going to bring us through this. And it's that thought, is that people in this time of darkness need the light that the Son of Righteousness gives. And we think that he is the light of the world, but he calls us as his people to be lights in this world. That we want to show people the way. That people should see us, that they're scared, they're frightened, they're worried, but yet they see us as a believer, it's like we're calm. We're not panicking, we're not afraid. We're able to just say, okay, it's going to be okay, I need to act wisely, but I don't need to be governed and crippled by fear and panic. And so it's that thought of knowing that God is on the throne, knowing that he's in control, that we let our light shine, let his light shine through us. That as Jesus gave his peace to us, that we share that peace with others. We tell them they don't have to be afraid. That we tell them of how they can come to know Christ as their Savior, how they can have assurance of their heavenly home, so that death is not this great big monster that they have to fear for the rest of their life. That God has conquered death through the resurrection of His Son, and that that can be taken care of. And then just through their daily lives, that they can pray to the Lord, and the Lord can, as they give their requests to the Lord, they can exchange their worries for God's peace, that they can find comfort and rest in this time of panic and fear. That we have in this time, as much as in any time in our lives and in history, we have what everyone around us needs. That's the thing, is that people are the most urgent need that people have around us. It's not for toilet paper, it's not for prescriptions, it's not for a vaccine even for this virus, although that's definitely something to pursue after. But what people need most is faith, need peace, need comfort, need rest. And we have that through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we've received that from Him. And so we have that, and we need to give it to others and share it with them so that they know that things are going to be okay. They know that they don't have to be afraid. They know that the sun is still shining behind all these clouds, and that by faith that we can see above the clouds, we can see that God is in control. We see this too shall pass, and God is going to be with us throughout. No matter what happens, we don't have to be afraid. And so may the Lord help us in this, that by faith that we can see that the Son of Righteousness is still there, that He will always be there, and that He arises with healing in His wings. He gives us comfort and peace, just knowing by faith that He is there. And as we know that, may we by faith share that faith and peace and rest with others, so that they too can know and have comfort in these difficult times. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You again for Your faithfulness to us, Lord. We thank You that we don't have to be afraid no matter what might be happening in the world around us. And we just pray, Lord, we need Your help in that. We can't do it alone, but just pray that You would strengthen our hearts, help us to trust in You and to share Your truth with others, so that they can be saved and that they can find rest and peace in You. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.